Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel from Luke chapter 18. And Jesus said to him, the blind beggar, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." This is God's word. I do this a lot in sermons. I don't know if it's useful. I guess I keep doing it, so I think it is. But always asking us to think about the words we use all the time as Christians and think about what they actually mean. So for example, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the word grace. A few weeks ago, we talked about the word righteousness. You know, these are real churchy sort of words, right? They're words you only really use in church and in talking about your Christian life. Today I want to invite you to think about the word faith. Ever since the Reformation, and really before that, we've known that faith is, well, it's faith alone that saves us, right? We are saved by grace through faith alone. Isn't that what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2? We are saved by faith and not by works. That's what the Lutheran Reformation was all about. Makes sense. We ought to know a whole lot about faith then, shouldn't we? But I think when we talk about faith, maybe some people have different ideas from one another about what faith actually is. We tell ourselves, or other people might tell us, that we need to have more faith. And we think of that as maybe some sort of like blind trust and confidence that God's going to do something. And yet, the amount of faith we have shouldn't really be a thing. Didn't Jesus say, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there? Paul even talks about faith that moves mountains in our epistle today from 1 Corinthians 13. There's actually a whole system of religion out there that purports that your faith is the key to unlocking all sorts of great things. And it's usually the celebrity preachers and the TV preachers who kind of get into this. Now, do any of you ever turn on Joel Osteen? If not, don't. Okay? He's one of a lot of these preachers. Benny Hinn, Joyce Meyer. I don't even know who the ones are today. But this idea that somehow, through your faith, you can achieve all sorts of things that usually end up being money and happiness. So if you're having trouble paying your bills, or if your family is unhappy, well, faith is just the key to unlocking more money, more happiness, more health. Problem is, faith is not something you do. You can't make faith into a work. You can't make it into something that you have to accomplish, because if you do, then you're saved by works. If faith is a work and we're saved by faith, well, then we're saved by works. So that can't be true. Now, today in our gospel, we've got a guy who, through faith, had something really awesome happen. He was blind, and Jesus told him because of his faith, he would recover his sight, and he did. What is faith? Faith is the for me of Christianity. Well, now, what do I mean by that? This blind guy is a really good example of this for us. What does it mean that it's the for me of Christianity? Jesus starts off in our gospel today by telling about what's going to happen to him. He says that he would be delivered over to the Gentiles. He's foretelling his passion. which we're getting ready to meditate upon during Lent starting this week. He says he's going to be delivered over to the Gentiles, mocked, shamefully treated, spit upon, flogged, and killed. All these things are going to happen to him. Then on the third day, he will rise again. The disciples, though, are not quite at the place of faith yet, because they don't get what Jesus is about to do. Faith is the for me of Christianity. Faith is when we understand that everything that Jesus did and accomplished is for me and for you. That when Jesus is handed over to the Gentiles to be put to death, to be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon and flogged and killed, he does all of those things for me. He does all of it for you. When he rises on the third day, he rises for me. He rises for you. Faith is simply the taking hold of what Jesus has done and saying, he did it for me. The one who came to die for sinners, he came to do it for me. The one who took sin's curse upon the cross, upon his body, he took my curse. He did it for me. The victory that he has won over the grave, he's won that victory for me. Faith is the simple taking hold of what Jesus has done, what Jesus has promised, what Jesus has accomplished, and saying, it's for me. It's not something you measure. It's not even something you really worry about having enough of. Because you see, the antidote to a crisis of faith isn't focusing on your faith. That seems counterintuitive. If you feel like your faith is failing, like you feel like your trust in God is shaken, don't look to your faith. Look to Jesus. Look to what he comes to do, to be handed over, to suffer and die, and know that he has done it for you. It's all for you. We are saved by faith alone, because faith is simply that which holds on to what Jesus has done for us. What he has done for you. When we say we are saved by grace through faith alone, it means we are saved by the simple receiving of the one who does all things for us in his great love. And that's what we learn from this blind man. I love this blind man. He's a neat character. He hears that Jesus is going by and he calls out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the people are like, dude, shut up. They're annoyed by him. They tell him to be quiet, but he will not be denied. Son of David, have mercy on me. The blind man had faith that knew not just that Jesus was Lord, not just that he was merciful, but that he would be merciful to him. And that blind man would not be denied. He knew the merciful Lord Jesus was coming by, the one who would be merciful to him, and he would not let go. He was not letting Jesus get away without begging him for mercy. Faith, like the blind man, recognizes not just that Jesus is Lord, not just that he's merciful, not just that he's good and powerful and compassionate and forgiving. Faith says Jesus is all of those things for me, for you. That was the faith of the blind man. That was the faith that gave the blind man exactly what he asked for. Your faith has made you well. Recover your sight. Faith is not some power that fixes all of our problems that we have to try to harness. Faith is that what Jesus does is for me. When he is delivered over, mocked, shamefully treated, spit upon, flogged, killed, it's all for me, for my sins, for my salvation. When we read that he would rise on the third day, as he will do on Easter, it's not just that he rose on the third day, it's that he rose on the third day for me, for my resurrection, for my salvation. You know, it might seem a little weird that we spent so much time talking about faith today, because we heard that chapter out of 1 Corinthians 13 that's all about love. And doesn't it say in our epistle that love is greater than faith? So now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. What's exactly right? Love is the greatest. The patient, perfect love of Jesus is the greatest thing there is. God's love in Jesus Christ is the greatest thing of all. That's what faith does. Grabs onto that love and says, he loved me. My Lord Jesus loved me. He loved me perfectly and patiently and kindly. He still loves me in such a way. And you know, God is here kind of always throwing out these promises that he wants us to take hold of. He's going to do it again this morning. When you come forward to this altar, to this bread and wine, he's going to say to you, this is my body, this is my blood, given for you, shed for you. And so we come forward in faith and we take hold of what Jesus gives to us. Holy Communion is the great, beautiful meal of faith, because it's there where the for you is put in your hands and put in your mouth for you to eat and to drink. Do you want to know that Jesus really and truly gave himself for you? Then come find him in the bread and wine, because that's where he is. That's where he says, it's for you. Take hold of your Lord. Take hold of Christ, knowing that every single thing he did, every bit of his perfection, his perfect holy life, his sinlessness, his bloody death on the cross, The blood that poured forth from his body onto the earth is poured onto you. It is all for you. Hold to that and never let go, that you have a Lord Jesus who does all things in love for you. That is faith. That is what God has given us by his Holy Spirit. The joy and the confidence that everything Jesus does, everything he has done, and everything he will do, it's all for me. It's all for you. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.